Welcome to WestHempsteadEcho.com's food show, Cooking Vibes, for the week of November 15th. This week's advertisers include Venus Diner, Creative Corner, and Figaro's Wine and Liquor, all three stores centrally located on Hempstead Avenue in West Hempstead. And here are your hosts, Michelle Segelnick and Leah Bernstein.
I'm Michelle Segelnick, and
I'm Leah Bernstein.
And together, we are Just What the Kosher Ordered. We started, just to give you a little brief background about ourselves, we started our food cooking business about 5 years ago. We're not professionally trained. We are home chefs. We've both been cooking for 30 plus years. And just our love of food grew into a business. So I just wanted to talk a little bit today about Thanksgiving, our favorite holiday that is coming up. And I thought I'd start by asking Leah, what is your most favorite part of Thanksgiving, food-wise?
Well, obviously, Thanksgiving by far is definitely my favorite holiday. It's you're surrounded by family, friends, and of course, the best part of it, great food. So I totally have a fetish for food. Everybody who knows me knows that. And I get great joy out of preparing food for my family, friends, and now ultimately in the business for many other people. And it's our goal to have them always enjoy. Thanksgiving is the ultimate in autumnal foods, comfort foods, and everything warm and cozy. So I really have a great like for everything Thanksgiving, from turkey through dessert.
My favorite part of Thanksgiving is the time that we get to spend with our friends and family. But I really think that every day we could be thankful for things. I don't think we need a special day like Thanksgiving to be thankful of things.
One of my fondest memories of Thanksgiving as a child was, I guess, when we were all fairly young. Either it was in my parents' house, or I guess either by an aunt or an uncle, we used to sit around, and now I'm actually really revealing my age. We would sit around that old-fashioned tape recorder, you know, the cassette tape recorder with the black buttons, and we had a cassette tape of my great-grandmother that we listened to every year, saying how thankful she was to have been able to come to America and to celebrate Thanksgiving. So that was a huge memory of mine. And we had it with my aunts and uncles and my cousins. That was, of course, many, many years ago, before all the families, thank God, grew and we all had children. So that was a fantastic memory of family and togetherness and sharing with all that. That's separate and apart from the food. But Michelle, go ahead now and talk to us about your food.
So I think a big part of Thanksgiving and where people really stress is trying to make this big, elaborate meal for a large quantity of people. And I'm not saying you should cut back on anything. You should have your appetizer. You should have your turkey. You should have your ham. You should have your roast beef, whatever you have, and all the trimmings with it. But don't overcomplicate it. So what I'm saying is, and this is a big philosophy of the way we cook, use minimal quality ingredients and make a delicious meal. For example,
I'm going to just chime in so that you, as the host, can also get to enjoy every element of the meal. That's key in our thinking.
That you don't want to be in the kitchen.
Exactly.
The entire time. You want
Michelle makes fun of me when I'm having a dinner party. She knows my table is set 3 days before the dinner party. She makes fun of me. It's an ongoing joke. But there are little tips that we can always give to you about certain things, such as that. I set my table 3 days in advance so that at least that aspect is done.
I don't set my table in advance because I just don't have the space. I use my table while it's not being set. But if you have the space, you should set your table in advance. Also, being organized, having lists of what you're going to cook, having your shopping list. I'm a little bit crazy this way. I organize my shopping list by the aisles of the grocery store. So I know I walk into the store to the produce. Produce is on the top of my list. Dairy, which is at the back of the store at the end aisle, is at the end of my list.
So it may be a little... Can I interject here? Because I'm assuming sure. that you probably would have had a nervous breakdown going into Stop and Shop when they did their renovations. Like, how
I still can't find anything there. I still walk around in a daze. Our local Stop and Shop, as the West Hempstead community knows, just redid the store. It's beautiful. The aisles feel bigger somehow. They didn't really change the footprint of the store, but everything seems more spacious. It's laid out differently. I still can't find certain things. But yes, I did have OCD.
Another tip, which many people make fun of me for, which is obviously the going.
It's an ongoing theme here, right?
So I prepare my serving dishes in advance. And I see Michelle, she's rolling her eyes.
But that's a great tip. People label them.
And I put post-it notes.
Exactly.
I put post-it notes, which mark this particular dish for this particular, potato dish.
Exactly.
So
a lot of people do that, and it's a great time saver that when you're pulling food out of the oven, you're not all of a sudden saying, okay, where are my mashed potatoes going into? Because you're not going to serve it unless you're doing it in an oven to table cookware.
And part of the fun of Thanksgiving is the warmth and coziness of your kitchen. So having people help you is wonderful. And if you're a little crazy like me, when you have those things prepared, then things still work your way. And, you still have that control from the OCD side of me, but yet everybody's still helping in the kitchen and doing their part, and they feel like they're participating. So that's always a good point.
Let's talk about vegetables now, because I think vegetables are...
You mean beautiful vegetables?
Beautiful
gorgeous
vegetables.
Yes.
Leah and I call our produce beautiful. We talk to it. When I go to the market, I'll sometimes call Leah and I'll say, oh my God, I found the most beautiful Brussels sprouts. And it's sometimes odd to describe Brussels sprouts as beautiful.
I'm bursting. One time, Michelle overbought the zucchinis. Okay, she knows zucchini happens to be my favorite vegetable. Weird as it is, along with all the other little
idiosyncrasies.
Yes, nuances. That's a nicer way. But so she double bought zucchini. So we incorporated sometimes into our menus different dishes made with our beautiful, gorgeous, handsome zucchinis.
Vegetables get overlooked and underrated as a great side dish. The old traditional green bean casserole with condensed mushroom soup and Frenchy
onion. Did you say mud shroom? That's what it sort of sounded like to me, mushroom. But maybe it was just a Freudian
condensed
step there.
Mushroom soup. It tastes like mud, so maybe there is a mushroom in there. But that is not the green bean casserole of today. And you can do this with any vegetable. All you need is a good, real metal cookie sheet like Nordic wear, not a disposable tin, parchment paper, your vegetable, olive oil, salt, and pepper. That's it. Season your vegetables, put them in the oven, roast them until your desired doneness. Roasting vegetables brings out the flavor of the vegetable. They begin to caramelize, and it just lends a depth of flavor and deliciousness to any vegetables. You could do this with string beans, asparagus, Brussels sprouts.
Carrots. And my favorite, zucchini.
And of course, Leia's favorite, zucchini. But let's talk about carrots for a minute. Leia used to hate cooked carrots.
Exactly.
Until we roasted them, and now she cannot get enough of them. Unless
and
they're
I've even introduced them to my family. So there's been a metamorphosis in this family in terms of vegetables. So, okay, it was a long time in coming, and it was a slow metamorphosis. But we've become accustomed to eating vegetables with every meal. And there's another ongoing joke with Michelle that I love hot vegetables. It's a strange thing, but I can eat no meat, no protein, no fish, no chicken, and have a meal of only hot vegetables. It's very satisfying, and I love it.
But with all this discussion of vegetables, where in West Hempstead would you guys recommend people go to get their fresh, soon-to-be hot vegetables?
So I think that Stop and Shop has a great variety of produce. Also, a South Cherry Valley Market has a wonderful produce selection. They also carry there some of the unusual, not commonly found vegetables. Not in West Hempstead, but very close to West Hempstead, we have Cross Island Fruit. They have great produce selection. And we're big fans of Trader Joe's.
Exactly. That's so where I was going to say.
Equally distant from West Hempstead, you have Trader Joe's in Garden City at Carl Place. You have Oceanside and Julet. So within a 5-mile radius from here, we have 3 Trader Joe's, and they have a wonderful selection of vegetables. I think we need to talk turkey now. So 1 year, we tried to deep fry a turkey. It was just like all over social media. Everybody was deep frying turkeys. I said, let's go deep fry a turkey. So we went and we bought this huge deep fryer. It has like a propane flame underneath it and 35 gallons of oil to fill the machine with. And you had to like drop this 15-pound bird very slowly into boiling hot oil and let it deep fry. It took not so long. I think it was very quickly done. We pulled it out and it was delicious, but I didn't get the big hype. I'd rather have a good, delicious roasted turkey. Leia and I make our turkeys a little differently. Leia, why don't you tell them how you do your turkey, and then I'll tell them about mine.
Okay. Well, I'm all about simple, quick, but yet delicious. So your best ingredient is love. You got to include the love in all the food that you make. You're making it for your family. You're making it for your friends. Once you include the love, everything will be better. My turkey is the simplest thing ever. It's basically just seasoning. Salt, pepper, onion powder, garlic powder, paprika. And a turkey, the white meat, has a tendency to be a little dry sometimes. So I put some orange juice or some liquid on the bottom of the pan, but a minimal amount. I cover it tightly, and I bake it for a long, long time. It makes a lot of gravy, just organically, and it is always enjoyed by everybody. Michelle, go ahead. How's yours?
So I do mine a little differently. Also, very few ingredients. I take a can of whole berry cranberry sauce. I take onion soup mix and I mix that together like a paste. I smear it all over the turkey. Inside the turkey, I'll take an orange that I cut into segments and put it in the cavity along with an onion. I'll pour a little bit of orange juice in the base of the roasting pan, as well as sometimes some wine if I have an open bottle. I always like to cook with wine, drink a little wine, cook with a little wine. You know how it goes. Also, I think a key thing is to, because Leia mentioned that the breast does get dry, is start your turkey with the breast side down. That way the juices all go into the breast of the turkey. Cover it. And then after, you know, you can flip it, get the other side going, and then you're going to uncover it towards the end so that the skin crisps up and gets like this golden mahogany, crispy deliciousness going.
Sounds yum. Even
it's
your
really
way.
Delicious. Either way is great. Whatever you guys like.
Yeah.
And what about dessert? I mean,
dessert. Oh, we can't forget about dessert.
So what's
traditionally,
your favorite?
What's your favorite? My favorite, you know, I am all about the pumpkin. Pumpkin season. This is my season. Pumpkin everything. Pumpkin spice latte, pumpkin muffins, pumpkin bread, pumpkin challah, and of course, pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving.
I would go
pecan.
A for the pecan pie.
Pecan or pecan? Which one is it?
Well, we're talking sophisticated vegetables. And
I know, but we're from New York. We got to say pecan pie.
Well, I would go for the pecan pie first. And for my second round, it would be apple. Apple pie.
Let's take the pumpkin pie up a notch, though. Let's
go for
it. I did it last year and it was unbelievable. A pumpkin bourbon pie. It has bourbon in the pumpkin filling. And we're going to share the recipe with you on westhempsteadecho.com. So you'll be able to make it yourself and let us know how you enjoyed it. But I say, apple pie, pecan pie. You could do chocolate pecan pie. Take that up a notch.
Yep, that's an easy way to go. If you do it with a prepared graham cracker crust, use a chocolate flavored one. You wouldn't think that that's the way to go, but I'm telling you, it is euphoric. Have the pecan pie made in a chocolate graham cracker crust. You will love it. It's absolutely out of this world.
And you know, we also need some beverages with our Thanksgiving meal. So,
of course. But wait, I want to add one more thing about apples.
Apples.
So, go for apples. So, this, my family, we just moved to a new house. And lo and behold, we have apple trees in our yard. So, I'm happy to say that I've been making some apple dishes with the apples from my yard. And I will share with you, Michelle, some apples for your apple dishes for Thanksgiving.
I'm very happy to use them. Thank you.
Wonderful. Okay. I'm sorry. Go back.
Beverages. That's where we were, right?
Oh, beverages are key at any meal.
I mean, besides a nice bottle of wine, which you can get from our sponsor, Figaro, liquors. David mentioned them at the beginning of the podcast. They're on
I'll drink
Hempstead
to that.
Turnpike.
Rigoros, go for it.
L'chaim. I made a delicious apple cider sangria this weekend, which is perfect for our Thanksgiving meal. It's very autumnal. It has apples in it. We can use some of Leah's apples. It's got apple cider, which I actually bought at Stop and Shop. It has white wine, ginger beer, and yeah, it was delicious. It gave that little spicy like kick to it.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it was really delicious. And apple flavored seltzer in it as well. So really brought out the apple cider flavors. And we'll share that recipe with you as well.
And just so you know, having a picture of sangria on your table also cuts a little bit of your costs into your beverages. Like a bottle of wine just goes so far, but a pitcher of sangria goes a little bit of a longer way. You can stretch it and it can be a little bit more economical. So if you're watching your dollars, which we all are, regardless of anybody, and
then let's talk about dollars for a second, because
dollars are important. Dollars and cents.
We all know that the price of everything has gone up tremendously this year. So how do we make Thanksgiving for a small crowd, a large crowd, whatever, on a budget where we're not blowing the budget? I have seen in our flyers that the turkeys are on sale, so that's nice to see. You can get a turkey at a decent price. But my advice would be to look through the circulars, see what's on sale, and build your menu around that. Use fresh seasonal produce and ingredients. That way you keep your price down. If you're looking through the magazines or cookbooks and you find a recipe that has some obscure ingredient in it, skip over it. Don't go and buy a $10 piece of ingredient like a spice or something that you're never going to use again, because it's going to sit in your pantry for a year until you throw it out.
The little tidbit, buying spices in bulk isn't always the wisest thing to do, because spices do not last forever. So if you're not, you know, a cook who uses everything all the time and is replenishing her pantry all the time, think about keeping smaller size spice bottles in your pantry. Just a little tip.
Just want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening to us. We hope you got some useful information, some tidbits of help that can maybe make your Thanksgiving a little bit easier, a little less stressful, a little more delicious. We will be sharing some of the recipes we discussed on westhempsteadecho.com. And we just want to wish you all a very happy, healthy Thanksgiving. Stay safe, stay smart, stay cooking.
Okay, so thank you so much for listening. And again, stay safe, enjoy your family, and happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving.
This concludes this week's segment of West Hempstead Cooking Vibes. Join us next week. And until then, visit us on westhempsteadecho.com.